never heard. The sound of them came into her heart like rain falling. She grew still to listen. When she was quiet, he lifted her and set her like a child on the great chest where he had lain. He put his hand on hers. "Why do you weep, Tanar?" "I'll tell you. It doesn't matter what I tell you, you can't do anything. You can't help, you're dying too, aren't you? So it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Kossil, the priestess of the God King, she was always cruel. She kept trying to make me kill you, the way I killed those others, and I would not. What right has she? And she defied the Nameless Ones and mocked them, and I set a curse upon her. And since then I've been afraid of her, because it's true what Manon said, she doesn't believe in the gods. She wants them to be forgotten, and she'd kill me while I slept. So I didn't sleep. I didn't go back to the small house. I stayed in the hall all last night, in one of the lofts, where the dancing dresses are. Before it was light, I went down to the big house and stole some food from the kitchen, and then I came back to the hall and stayed there all day. I was trying to find out what I should do. And tonight I was so tired. I thought I could go to a holy place and go to sleep. She might be afraid to come there. So I came down to the under tomb, that great cave where I first saw you, and she was there. She must have come in by the red rock door. She was there with a lantern, scratching in the grave that Manon dug to see if there was a corpse in it. Like a rat in a graveyard. A great fat black rat digging. And the light burning in the holy place. The dark place. And the Nameless Ones did nothing. They didn't kill her or drive her mad. They are old. As she said, they are dead. They are all gone. I am not a priestess anymore. The man stood listening, his hand still on hers, his head a little bent. Some vigor had come back into his face and stance, though the scars on his cheek showed livid gray. And there was dust yet on his clothes and hair. I went past her, through the under tomb. Her candle made more shadows than light, and she didn't hear me. I wanted to go into the labyrinth to get away from her, but when I was in it, I kept thinking that I heard her following me. All through the corridors, I kept hearing somebody behind me, and I didn't know where to go. I thought I would be safe here. I thought my masters would protect me and defend me. But they don't. They are gone. They are dead.
It was for them you wept, for their death. But they are here, Tanar. Here.
How should you know?
She said listlessly. Because every instant since I set foot in the cavern under the tombstones, I have striven to keep them still. To keep them unaware. All my skills have gone to that. I have spent my strength on it. I have filled these tunnels with an endless net of spells. Spells of sleep, of stillness, of concealment, and yet, still, they are aware of me. Half aware. Half sleeping, half awake. And even so, I am all but worn out, striving against them. This is a most terrible place. One man alone has no hope here. I was dying of thirst when you gave me water, yet it was not the water alone that saved me. It was the strength of the hands that gave it. As he said that, he turned her hand palm upward in his own for a moment, gazing at it. Then he turned away, walked a few steps about the room, and stopped again before her. She said nothing.
Did you truly think them dead?
Oh, you know better in your heart. They do not die. They are dark and undying, and they hate the light, the brief, bright light of our mortality. They are immortal, but they are not gods. They never were. They are not worth the worship of any human soul. She listened, her eyes heavy, her gaze fixed on the flickering lantern. What have they ever given you, Tanar?
Nothing, she whispered.
They have nothing to give. They have no power of making. All their power is to darken and destroy. They cannot leave this place. They are this place, and it should be left to them. They should not be denied nor forgotten, but neither should they be worshipped. The earth is beautiful and bright and kindly, but that is not all. The earth is also terrible and dark and cruel. The rabbit shrieks, dying in the green meadows. The mountains clench their great hands full of hidden fire. There are sharks in the sea, and there is cruelty in men's eyes. And where men worship these things and abase themselves before them, there evil breeds. There places are made in the world where darkness gathers, places given over wholly to the ones whom we call nameless. The ancient and holy powers of the earth before the light, the powers of the dark, of ruin, of madness. I think they drove your priestess Kossil mad a long time ago. I think she has prowled these caverns as she prowls the labyrinth of her own self, and now she cannot see the daylight any more. She tells you that the nameless ones are dead. Only a lost soul, lost to truth, could believe that. They exist, but they are not your masters. They never were. You are